This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A poster made by a Somerville kindergarten teacher with instructions for her students during lockdown drills is generating conflicted feelings and a lot of buzz. A parent tweeted a picture of the poster. It shows a poem written to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The poem reads in part, "Lockdown, lockdown, lock the door. Shut the lights off, say no more. Go behind the desk and hide. Wait until it's safe inside." The mother later tweeted that the school is doing what it needs to do. Somerville School Superintendent Mary Skipper won't name the school where the poster is hanging, but she says she understands why people might find it hard to accept.
I think this is a new reality, and I think it is jarring. And unfortunately, we have to ensure that there are lockdown practices. We have to ensure that students know what to do if there is an emergency situation. Before it used to be a fire drill, now it's extended to a lockdown. So I think this was an attempt of an educator knowing her students, knowing that for young children, particularly kindergartners, there can be a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. They can lose track of what to do. And we certainly use rhymes all the time to help students remember and to help us as adults remember. And I think this is her attempt in a very creative way to be able to help them remember the key steps of what to do if there were a lockdown or if there were to be a true emergency in the building.
Do all the schools in Somerville, including kindergarten, have lockdown drills?
We do, and as well as fire drills. And the more you do it, the more regular it becomes for a student, the more tendency there is to follow that script were there to be a true emergency in a school.
I think part of the reaction to this particular lockdown drill is that the directions come in the form of a nursery rhyme. Are the students learning the rhyme? Is that how they remember what to do in this class?
Yeah, in this case, I think the teachers used rhyme or song as a way for the students to be able to remember. And I think, you know, rhyme and song is actually soothing. And so the idea is when you have something that is really stress-provoking, such as a drill, this is a way for them to be able to say the words, know the steps, but at the same time keep themselves calm in the process.
But let me ask you about that, Superintendent, because despite the way it seems when we listen to the news, school shootings are rare. So I wonder if you think this could be causing undue alarm among the kindergartners themselves, not to mention the parents.
Well, fortunately, we know that they are rare. They are happening, and they are happening where there's great loss of life. And I think for parents and for educators, we don't want to take a risk, nor should we, that you know, a school shooter is going to pick some other district or some other school to do it in.
The parent who saw the poster of the lockdown drill directions that were written to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star tweeted her photo of it and wrote with a tweet, "This should not be hanging in my soon-to-be kindergartner's classroom." Does she have a point?
I think that she definitely has the point that it should never need to be, that our schools should be safe havens. They should be places that students can come feeling free to learn, being safe. And as teachers, we should be able to come into classrooms and not have to worry about enacting a lockdown drill.
So you're saying that it shouldn't have to be hanging there, but you're saying it's justified in having this as a tool.
Yes. I mean, it shouldn't have to be hanging there. That's the point.
Somerville School Superintendent Mary Skipper, thank you.
Thank you very much.